California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to solve the state's massive financial problems. And later today, he'll finally reveal how he wants to do it when he presents his first budget. California is facing a shortfall of at least $14 billion in the next fiscal year, unless something, probably many things, are done. Joining me now from Los Angeles is NPR's Ina Jaffe. You know, one way, obviously, to solve the budget crunch would be for the state to find some more money. But Schwarzenegger has said he's not going to raise taxes.
That's right, Renee. In his State of the State speech Tuesday, he said increased taxes would destroy the state's business climate. Of course, taxes aren't the only form of income for the state, though. There are fees, and those will go up. It'll cost more, for example, to camp in state parks. And tuition will go up in state universities and community colleges. Though in his speech Tuesday, he also said the college students and their families shouldn't be subjected to wild fluctuations in tuition. And he proposed that tuition not go up more than 10% a year. But that makes it a pretty sure bet that tuition increases are part of the governor's plan. And I should mention that professional schools like law schools and graduate schools, that will go up more than 10%.
So past increased fees, what? It'll be mostly cuts?
Yeah, in the State of the State speech, the governor said there's no choice but to cut spending. He said we can't give what we do not have. He didn't provide any details, however, of what he plans to cut. The bad news will be delivered by his finance director later today, but we can glean some things from what he's done already. He's proposed some mid-year budget cuts, and those cuts landed heavily on welfare and children's health programs. And an administration official said to me that he expected the governor's proposals in the next budget would work to slow the growth of Medicaid spending, or Medi-Cal, as it's called here. In those mid-year budget cuts, the governor had also wanted to cut back on programs for the mentally disabled, but there were a lot of loud protests about that, and he rescinded those cuts, that proposal, saying that he'd made a mistake.
Well, is there anything sacrosanct that the governor has said he will not touch?
Well, the governor has always said that education was something he would never cut, and now it seems that's not exactly the case. It depends on what your definition of cut is. There's this complicated formula for the way schools are funded in California, and it would mean that schools are owed around an additional $3 billion next year. But the governor reached an agreement with education leaders to give up about $2 billion of that. So schools won't actually get less money next year than they have now, but they'll get less than what they're owed. But the administration points out that it's not really a cut because per pupil spending will still go up.
Of course, what Schwarzenegger presents today is just his plan, and the Democratic majority legislature has still got to pass it.
Yes, they do, and so you can expect it to get looked at very critically. The Democrats have the majority, as you pointed out, in both houses, and you know they say they want to work in a bipartisan way with the governor, as he continually invites them to do. But they also say they're not going to give up their principles, and they're not going to pass a budget that makes the poor and the disabled bear the brunt of the cuts.
Does that mean that California still has a long way to go? I mean, today's not the end of it by any stretch?
Oh, not by any stretch. The new budget year doesn't begin until July 1st, so they have that long to pick over this thing. There's also coming up an initiative on the March ballot. That would be for a $15 billion bond to consolidate the state's existing debt. And now if that doesn't pass, then the state is really going to be in a lot of trouble. And an administration official said this week that the governor's prepared to campaign really hard for that and that he's expected to expend a lot of political capital to make sure that it passes. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has already shown us that he has no trouble getting the attention of the voters.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.